A U.S. official tells NewsHour that the CIA has assessed Ukraine was not targeting Vladimir Putin in a recent drone attack, a claim that Putin made to President Trump and that Trump seemed to accept earlier this week. And this afternoon, a President Trump social media post suggested he agreed with what Europeans argue tonight, that it's Russia that is blocking a peace deal with Ukraine. Nick Schifrin begins with Russia's latest strikes on Ukraine at a tense diplomatic moment.
Russia's New Year's Eve welcome in Ukraine's third largest city, on Moscow's battlefield of choice, civilian infrastructure, where the victims were the vulnerable, the elderly, four-legged family members, and a seven-month-old infant. By day, their homes blackened, the now homeless spent New Year's night displaced. A Christmas tree, the only thing left standing in a ruined apartment.
We've been left out on the street. Any family could find themselves in the same situation. Everyone is equal now. No one knows where the next strike will land.
And today, about 400 miles to the north, Russia's top general threatened more strikes. Valery Gerasimov told troops posted near Ukraine's northeast border that their mission was to seize what he called buffer zones inside two Ukrainian provinces, even though the current U.S. peace plan calls for Russia to withdraw entirely from those exact provinces.
The president of the Russian Federation ordered to continue expanding the line of defense next year.
But it's not defense that Russia is playing when it comes to information operations. Moscow released these images today of what it claimed were Ukrainian drones that targeted a Vladimir Putin residence, complete with a map of the drone's alleged route. That Putin home in northwest Russia, exposed by former opposition leader Alexei Navalny's foundation as 75,000 square feet, located on a property that spans 370 lakeside acres. And according to another Putin critic, home to Putin's secretive family with Alina Kabayeva. Putin alleged the attack on the phone with Trump earlier this week, and Trump accepted it.
It's a delicate period of time. This is not the right time. It's one thing to be offensive, because they were offensive. It's another thing to attack his house. It's not the right time to do any of that, and can't do it.
But tonight, a U.S. official confirms to PBS NewsHour that the CIA has concluded Ukraine was not targeting Putin's residence. A person familiar with the meeting says CIA Director John Ratcliffe briefed that conclusion to President Trump. And this afternoon, President Trump posted this story with the headline, "Russia is the one standing in the way of peace." Today, European leaders agreed. Top EU diplomat Kaya Kallas wrote it was a, quote, deliberate distraction, and Moscow aims to derail real progress toward peace by Ukraine and its Western partners. Senior European officials told PBS NewsHour today the story was a, quote, false flag and 100% lie. And a French official said its intelligence concluded the claim had no credible evidence.
And for perspective on all this, we turn to Angela Stent. She is the former National Intelligence Officer for Russia, author of Putin's World, Russia Against the West and With the Rest, and a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, a think tank in Washington. Angela Stent, thank you very much. Welcome back to the NewsHour. So let's talk about this new CIA assessment. Of course, the U.S. has sensors that can detect drones. It has relationships with its Ukrainian partners. Talk us through what would go into this assessment just in the last few days.
So they would be looking very carefully at the path of the drones. Now, we have to say that the Novgorod region, which is near where Putin's residence is home to a number of defense-related industries, including drone production. So it's quite understandable that the Ukrainians might have wanted to target that, given all the bombardment that they've been experiencing in the past months. And even, as you said yourself, tonight, New Year's Eve. And so that would have been the assessment, looking at the path of these drones. I watched the Russian footage, and of course, it's really, you know, they show you drones, but it doesn't show you exactly where it's located. So it would have been really being very specific about what the location was and concluding that, yes, there were probably Ukrainian drones in the area, again, targeting these defense-related industries, but certainly not targeting Putin's own residents.
So given that, is it possible that Vladimir Putin, that Russian intelligence thought or believed that these drones were, in fact, aimed at him?
Well, I find that rather difficult to believe. I think the Russian intelligence services are pretty talented at figuring out where the drones are going. But it's quite possible someone could have misreported it, or they could have conflated various things. So, and they might have told Putin that. That's quite plausible, too. I mean, what happens inside the Kremlin is clearly a black box. And so we can only speculate about that.
And so, therefore, would the U.S. intelligence community conclude to Donald Trump, to the president, that Putin was lying to him on the phone? Or could the assessment be that, hey, Russia might have thought that these drones were heading there, so he wasn't specifically lying to you, Mr. President?
It could have been either of those things, I think, depending on who was talking to him. But the very fact that he has now posted on social media that, you know, Russia is the obstacle here, he's reversed what he said when he first spoke to President Putin, and Putin told him that they had targeted, that they tried to assassinate him, which is what he told him. I think he now understands that this wasn't true, and he is now beginning to understand, perhaps, that Vladimir Putin really doesn't want to sign any peace agreement with Ukraine, and that the reason he told President Trump that the Ukrainians had tried to assassinate him was to try and persuade President Trump that Russia had every right to keep hitting Ukraine.
So let's talk about that reversal, as you just called it. We did hear President Trump basically accept Putin's story. Now, as you said, posting this story that the New York Post did about how Putin is blocking peace efforts. Let's talk about the intelligence community for one second. How significant is it that President Trump, who has doubted the IC in public in the past, seemed to accept CIA Director Ratcliffe's assessment that, yes, boss, look, it's not what you thought, it's not what Putin told you, but it's actually this?
It must have been pretty convincing evidence. And I think, you know, fortunately, he clearly trusts the wisdom of his CIA director and his judgment. And there must have been enough people around him to convince him that he should accept what Director Ratcliffe said.
So given all this, what do you think would be the impact on the talks, given that President Trump is now effectively rejecting the story that, as you've been saying, Putin inserted into the narrative in order to kind of break up the talks or break up the momentum of the talks?
So now it will be up to President Trump, I think, to discuss this with his chief negotiators currently, which is Stephen Witkoff and Jared Kushner, who've been talking to Putin, were just recently there, and so that they might pull back, I think, from trying to still persuade the Ukrainians that they should be willing to make some what they call a land swap. They had President Zelensky with them in Mar-a-Lago in Florida this weekend, and apparently did agree on a peace plan which would not have involved Ukraine doing that. But from what we've heard previously, certainly from Mr. Witkoff, he has believed that the only way that you'll get to peace, and really the only obstacle, is if Ukraine gives up territory to Russia that Russia doesn't control. That's not true. Putin is after much more than territory. And so maybe there now has to be, I think, an agreement, a consensus between the president and his chief negotiators, and also Secretary of State Rubio, that in fact Russia is the obstacle to peace, and that Putin has just been playing them along because he does not want the Trump administration to impose more sanctions on Russia or reverse itself on supplying Ukraine with certain weapons, which would enable the Ukrainians to push back against the Russians more effectively.
And very briefly, because I only have about 40 seconds left, you just mentioned weapons. The U.S. has restrained some weapons to Ukraine. What's been the impact for Ukraine's ability to have leverage both on the front lines, but crucially at the negotiating table?
This has reduced Ukraine's own leverage. President Zelensky has spent much of 2025, in essence, negotiating with President Trump to make sure that the U.S. doesn't fully withdraw its support from Ukraine. And so were Ukraine to be able to maintain, to obtain some of these weapons, that would certainly increase President Zelensky's leverage.
Angela Stent, thank you very much.
Thank you.